Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's your humble host, Sam Crowley, on a Tuesday, the last Tuesday of November. Hey, nobody cares what you used to do, man. They really don't. I'm sorry. I know. I'm supposed to be the motivator. I get it. I'm supposed to be that guy that, come on, you could. Come on. Well, actually, I've never been that guy. So I guess I've never ever been that guy. That's why I was good in sales management for a while. And I know this is going to sound super arrogant, and I don't mean it to be. Please, don't take it that way. But you know how they say the best players turn out to be the worst coaches? For example, Magic Johnson tried to coach the Lakers. I think it was back in 92, was it? After he got diagnosed with HIV. It was either that year or the year after. He did terrible. Magic's amazing. He's a billionaire probably in business. He gives back to the community. But he couldn't coach players. Larry Bird, not very good at all. You can go on and on and on. NFL coaches as well. And I'm talking, I know we have 100 countries listening to the show, but just it's a metaphor that great players become bad coaches. Look, there's exceptions, okay? There's exceptions. But I'm just saying, by and large, why? Because their standards are set so high for themselves that they won't accept anything less than what they used to do. And that's a problem when you're managing other people because they are not like you. They are never going to be like you. And they don't have your DNA. They don't have that greatness gene that you had. I mean, who does? Who has Magic Johnson's ability not only to play the game, but to dedicate himself at a level that is just off the hook? So when I went into sales management, I did really well at the first level management because I was directly involved with sales reps. And I just, look, and this was a bad thing, but if they couldn't do the job, I would just grab the bag and go sell the product for them. That was it, okay? I did well the next level managing sales managers, but they were good people, you know? And here's the thing I learned. I would always try to get the best reps. I wasn't looking for reclamation projects. You want to hear a funny story? I've shared this on a podcast, but it's probably been 5 years ago, so I'll share it again. I had a guy working for me one time. This was back in the early part of 2000s, maybe 2001 or so. Good kid, a little bit of a surfer dude, liked to smoke the wacky tobacco every now and again, and could not get off of ESPN.com searching sports all day, which is not a great combination when you need somebody to make sales quotas and, you know, do good. So he's like, dude, what's up? Picture Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Spicoli. He was Spicoli. So I had Spicoli on my team. I had five great sales reps with Spicoli. And if you never saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High, we can't even be friends, okay? You need to rent it and watch it. So anyway, I'm talking to the young lad Spicoli, and I bring him into my office. And basically, I said, dude, this ain't for you. What do you mean, man? I really love this job. Oh, I'm sure you love it. Hell, why wouldn't you love it? You come in, you sit in a cubicle, you argue on ESPN.com all day with other people about the Bengals and every other sports team out there, and then you go home. And you really, it's a four-step process to get your lazy ass out of here. We got to give you a verbal warning, a written warning. Then we got to suspend you for a day, and then it's termination. And by the time that third step happens, a blind squirrel finds an acorn, you hit a quota, and we got to start the whole thing over again, okay? I don't want to do that. You're costing us money. And this is what, I think I actually bought him lunch and brought him into my office and had this conversation. And he's looking at me like, is this real? Is this guy really talking to me? Because this doesn't sound like a typical management conversation where we go through the open, develop, clarify, close process. I'm like, no, dude, right to the close. I got to get you out of here. You're terrible at it, and you're hurting our team. So after the second meeting, I said, hey, let's come in again, and we'll look for jobs. Good on monster.com. He's like, okay. All right. So the next time I brought him in for lunch a few days later, we went on Monster together, he and I. And looking at it kind of like my little brother, my little stoner brother. And we were searching for jobs. And we found one. Now, if anybody really found out that I was helping a sales rep look for another job, I don't think it would have went over well. But I needed this guy out. It was definitely addition by subtraction. And so we finally found him a job. And he was going for his interview, and he did well. He knocked it out of the park because he's a really good interviewer. I mean, everybody is. That's the danger of interviewing people. You catch them always wearing their best stuff, always with a smile, always with a great night's sleep. And then you hire them, and it all goes downhill. So I think it was at his third interview, and he's just about ready to get hired, and he's got to take the drug test, which I thought was no big deal. He goes, hey, dude, I'm going to take my drug test. I think I'm getting hired. I'm like, oh, my God, you're out of here. Oh, we're going to hit quota now. Yeah, I'm not going to pass, though. I go, what do you mean you're not going to pass? He said, oh, I'm not going to pass. I was smoking last night. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, first of all, here's my shocked face. Okay. All right. Well, I go, hold on a second. So I brought Lenny in, changed the name to protect the innocent, because I haven't asked anybody's permission to share the story either. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You would never find out who it is, but let's change the name. So I bring Lenny in. Lenny's a straight shooter, and I know he doesn't smoke the hippie weed. So I go, hey, Len. Here's the deal. We got Spicoli over here is getting ready to get hired. Oh, congrats. Thanks, man. And he can't pass a drug test. Not a snowball's chance in hell this guy's passing. I need you to hook him up. Hook him up with what? Your pee. My pee. Yep. And this conversation's going down in my office, okay? And he's like, I said, dude, look, I'll buy you a drink. Okay. That's all you got to do with somebody. I'll buy you a drink. That's it. That's the ultimate Trump card right there. So Lenny hooks him up. I think he actually, and this was a little bit weird, but I think he peed in a baggie, like a sandwich baggie. And he gives it to Spicoli. Spicoli goes for the drug test. Spicoli puts the baggie down the front of his pants. And don't ask me, that's about as much as I know. Anyway, long story short, somehow Spicoli, the bag with the urine, makes it over to the diagnostic center where they test it. Spicoli gets a clean drug test, Lenny gets a beer, and I get rid of my sales rep. And everybody's, literally everybody was happy. I think I was the happiest, but I don't know. Spicoli was a close second. Lenny's still shaking his head, like, what the hell just went down over here? But he was fine after a while. So I don't think, and I'm not even sure, I don't want to rewind back 7 minutes how I ever got started on this particular story, but I know what I wanted to talk about today. Is that where you're going and your problems, that we all got those. We all got those, okay? You need to fix those, okay? You need to fix them. You can't tell people. I talk to so many. Let me give you an example. So many people. Hey, let's work together. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Okay, great, let's do it. Oh, yeah, I'll get back to you. Yeah. Okay, this is what shows up in your life every day. I'll get back to you. Okay, that's like saying, I'm going to get to the gym. No, I'm going to start my business. I'm going to get my podcast, my blog, my YouTube channel, my LinkedIn profile, Facebook ads, my group, my page. I'm going to start speaking. I'm going to put all of that. I'm going to get to it. You're never going to get to it. This shows up in your life every day. Am I right or am I right? It happens because when you can't commit out of fear, because you like where you're at. You're comfortable where you're at. Everybody emails me, Sam, I hate my job. I love your podcast. Great. Will you stop listening to my show and start doing something? Like, it would honor me more in this podcast if you stopped listening and actually implemented what it is that you're trying to do. But forget about honoring me. I just threw that out there as an example. Honor yourself, man. Honor your dream. Quit taking a rain check on your dream. Why are you doing that? Like, why are you taking a rain check? Oh, I'll get back to you. Can you imagine? I mean, just imagine you got 60 days to live. Come on, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Well, I'll do it. Okay, you have 58 days left. I'll do it. Okay, you got 40 days left. Oh, I'll do it. When? That's so lame. And come on, man, you know I'm doing this with love, right? You know I'm doing this with love. I got to talk to people. I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you. Forget you. I'll talk to your heart, okay? I don't want to talk to your mind because your mind can weave stories in and out about that time you went bankrupt or you lost everything or something you tried didn't work. And you're going to keep telling you, I'm going to get to it. I tried one thing this one time, and it was awesome, man. I know I can do it. Forget that thing. Good or bad. Forget the experience altogether. I know it's counterintuitive. We build our muscles on experience and all that. But just think about this, all right? If you take a rain check on your dream, it's like putting Roundup on a garden. It's like just spraying a big old pile of Roundup on a garden, okay? When you're going to do it, it's like Spicoli. You know, I laughed. That was a funny story. It really was a funny story. I think about the stuff I used to do in management. But I was never, that's where I was going with the story. I was a crappy, after that point, I just became a crappy manager because I just didn't deal with excuses well. Now, as an entrepreneur, I get to run my own show, which is really good because you have freedom and you have control. And I don't mean control like I'm a control freak. I love to surround myself with people that are smarter than me, with great ideas that build sales funnels. By the way, when are you going to email me and let me build your brand online for less money than you'll find anywhere else? Because I got to put the money out there. But money, it's a free. And have me coach you. The longest running motivational podcast on the planet. Guys earn millions of dollars speaking, selling products online. Loves people. Will not take excuses. Will hold you accountable. And you haven't emailed me? Why don't you do that? Sam@everydayissaturday.com. Send the email. Tell me about yourself. Allow me to help you. I will build my team will build your landing page, integrate your autoresponder. These may be words that are foreign to you, but trust me when I tell you, we'll give you everything you need to get rocking and rolling online. All you need to do, this is it. You ready? Two words. All you need to do, show up. Just show up. Don't take a rain check on that dream. Don't let it go another day. Okay? Are we good? Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Tell me about yourself. Let's get going. I'm telling you, don't focus on the money it costs to work with me, because I promise you, whatever you think that number is, it's less than that. Focus on where you're going and the impact you're going to have, even if you never made a dollar. When somebody Googles your name 5 years from now, allow it to be what you want it to be, not what somebody else told you it should be. We're on fire, baby. We're on fire. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.